Introduction. In the early 1800s, women in the United States had few rights. Women could only hold a few types of jobs. They could teach or work in factories. They couldn't be doctors or lawyers. A woman made less money than a man who had the same type of job. And most important of all, women couldn't vote. When a woman married, all her property became her husband's. Wives had to ask their husbands for spending money. If a woman divorced, her children stayed with her husband. A husband owned everything. By the mid-1800s, some people decided it was time to change the way women were treated. Two of those people were Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. They both thought women should be able to vote and have the same rights as men. They worked hard to change the laws and the way people thought. Caption: In the 1800s, women weren't equal partners in their marriages. Caption: Susan B. Anthony, standing, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, sitting, spent a large part of their lives fighting for a woman's right to vote.